Hello, respected viewers, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel once more. So I'm going to comment on the fact that the Islamic Republic of Iran has just executed a British citizen. Now, full disclosure, I've got to say that the man who's just been put to death, Ali Reza Akbari, is a dual citizen of Iran and the United Kingdom. And as you'll know from most passports, if you are a dual citizen, you cannot avail of one citizenship in the country of your other citizenship. So he was arrested almost 4 years ago, and he was charged with espionage on behalf of the United Kingdom. And he'd actually been the deputy defense minister a long time ago. Surprising that someone who'd become a British citizen was allowed to ascend to that exalted post. He'd been in prison for a long time. Now, Iran's a country where the judicial system is notorious for its opacity and its injustice, and Iran is one of the countries that excuse the most people in the world. So much injustice in the world. Yes, I do feel sorry for him. I mean, I don't support the death penalty. If it was someone like Saddam Hussein, I wouldn't have wasted my breath appealing for his life. There are people whose lives, you know, we really should try to strive to spare. I don't think it achieves anything. Sometimes I get so furious about sadistic serial killers, I want them to be executed. But I always remember there's a slim chance that you're wrong. You execute the wrong person, an innocent person, and then, you know, more and more people get executed, they broaden it. Anyway, so the one thing is, was he guilty? I don't know, actually. But if the British were going to recruit a spy in Iran, they wouldn't be so blatant as to choose someone actually who's a British citizen. But maybe that's a double bluff. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the Foreign Commonwealth Secretary, James Cleverly, he's denounced this. And likewise, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Rishi Sunak, said that the Iranian regime has no respect for the human rights of their own people. And he expressed his sympathy with the Akbari family and the friends of the late Mr. Akbari. Almost all Iranian surnames end in a letter I, incidentally. So it was yesterday, on Saturday, that the Iranian government proclaimed that the man had already been put to death, but they did not state the date when the sentence of death was executed upon him. So there was some video footage of him confessing to his supposed felony. But why would you confess if you know this is sure to result in being put to death? Presumably under duress, was he tortured? I don't know, but torture is used very promiscuously by the Iranian regime. So if they really thought he's a high-value foreign spy, you can bet your bottom rial that they would have used the most horrific tortures on him. And of course, you know, if you cause someone enough agony, you can get someone to admit to being a giraffe or an amoeba or whatever. People will say anything just to abate the agony. And that's one of the reasons why torture is not very effective. But you can obviously sometimes get the truth out of people, things you can then go and verify. So the BBC Persian language edition said that Mr. Akbari is innocent and he was tortured to confessing to crimes that he did not commit. Anyway, the United States also denounced the execution of Mr. Akbari and saying it was unconscionable and politically motivated. The British Foreign Office had, you know, asked for consular access, but Iran had denied that. But as I say, there is actually a certain legal logic to Iran denying that, that in Iran, he is an Iranian, not a Britisher. Relations between Iran and the UK have been getting a little bit better for a couple of years, and this has set them back. So why did the Iranians do this? Maybe he thought that he really was a spy. And they're obviously, they've got, a fairly difficult relationship with the United Kingdom, now very difficult, I can say. There's really open hostility between them and Saudi Arabia, fighting this proxy war in Yemen and in Syria and so forth. They're more or less unofficially at war with Israel. You know, they're supplying Israel's enemies in Hezbollah and Hamas, Israel assassinating Iranian nuclear scientists, and so on. So Mr. Akbari living outside of Iran. He was asked to come back to Iran by an Iranian diplomat, according to himself, for consultations. Then he was arrested. He was charged with obtaining confidential information from the secretary of Iran's Supreme National Council. And his bribe for this was a bottle of perfume and a shirt. Now, why would you risk your life for things just costing a few pounds? Anyway, BBC Persian, who said he was tortured for 3,500 hours. That's rather specific. Okay, psychological and whatever, physiological methods. And so somehow Mr. Akbari got this message out, the allegation of torture, an audio message, which is not hard to believe, actually. I mean, maybe not torture that much, but some sort of torture. Anyway, so Iran's in the throes of mass demonstrations, and the UK government thinks there's a 50% chance there'll be a revolution in Iran this year. Remember a few months ago, that 22-year-old woman, she was murdered for not wearing a headscarf. And there are young liberal Iranians who want reform. There are people who pro-Western, don't want to be an ally of the United States or Israel or something, but they say, you know, we should maybe have a secular state, even though they have a theocracy, a less severe theocracy. But the theocracy does have significant support amongst elderly people, the less educated people in the countryside, and so on. So it is still quite robust. And if there is to be a revolution, it might be a very bloody revolution. We've seen the Arab Spring, it might be like that. You know, Egypt, over 1,000 unarmed people shot dead before the revolution succeeded. Well, it was gradually undone by the military. But, you know, if there is a revolution, what then? I mean, there could be turmoil. I don't know. It's not necessarily a smooth transition to a model democracy. Iran is not about to turn into Switzerland or something. You know, would then the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action come back? Would Iran allow to sell oil and gas again? Would the prices come down? Another question is, what is the United Kingdom's response going to be, apart from some sort of diplomatic throat clearing? Is the United Kingdom going to break off diplomatic relations? I don't know. I don't think so. It's probably not worth it for the life of one man. It won't bring back this person again. It might say, but if you don't do that, they might easily execute another Briton. The UK hosts quite a few Iranian students, at least tens of thousands of Iranian students, and that's quite a lot of money. Iran's a country of over 70 million people. Now, the upper class, those are wealthy enough to afford education in Western countries, might be only 1% of the population, but that's still significant. So remember, the United States doesn't have diplomatic relations with Iran at all. So the UK is to some extent a conduit for the United States, a back channel in negotiating between them. I'm surprised that Biden hasn't done this. I would have returned to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, but I suppose the Zionist lobby said, no, you can't do that. He doesn't want to be outflanked on Zionism. But anyway, if sanctions were lifted on Iran, it would get more oil and gas on the market. It would bring down the world price, and that would pressurize the already cratering Russian economy even more. Was Mr. Akbari guilty? I mean, it's just possible that he was. The thing about the bribe, I don't believe that you'd risk it for that. But it's just possible that he was getting information from the United Kingdom. I'm not sure. There's presumption of innocence. And as I don't know, we're not aware of any probative evidence, then I'd have to say, assume it to be not guilty. And people can be executed on the slenderest evidentiary basis in Iran. Well, thank you so much for watching my channel. Please subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.